This is Chad Owens, the annuity sales coach. In 2007, I was $150,000 in credit card debt with my back up against the wall. Now I've written over $140 million in personal annuity production since 2008. It's time to help you do the same. I make my own calls, schedule my own appointments, do my own follow-up, and am actively in the field every single week protecting people's retirement just like you. If you feel like you've hit a brick wall in your business, then you've come to the right place. Grab your notebook and buckle up. It's time to go to school with The Annuity Sales Coach. Hello, everyone. This is Chad Owen, The Annuity Sales Coach. I get a question that is actually pretty common, and it's, how do you end every appointment? What do you leave behind? This is very important because actually a lot of the sales I get are because agents don't leave anything. They don't do a follow-up appointment. They don't get a right there. And I actually have a complete in-depth course called What Sells for You When You're Gone. It's on Retirement Realize. It's the Agents Academy. And this is a course that you can go into great detail about what sells for you when you're gone. In other words, when you leave the table for the first time, the second time, whatever it is, you've met with this client, they've come into your office, how do you continue to present yourself or portray yourself to that client? And it really comes down to what impression did you leave the first time, but what impression are you continuing to leave even while you're not in front of them? And in this course, I go into email, signature, voicemail, business cards, website, automatic drip system, credibility, web presence, solution promotion material, leave behind. In other words, what I actually leave behind in my kit, the thank you cards. These are all things that I'm very particular on, and I follow this process that I've created over the 14 years. And why do I do that? I want to make sure that I've left an impression not only when I first meet with them, but I am most likely not the only person they're going to meet with. Most likely there's going to be multiple people, and they should. I actually like it when clients told me, hey, I met with two or three people before. I met with five or six people before. I welcome that greatly because number one, they can understand who's professional, who's not, who knows what they're talking about, who's not. And actually, I can compare the products I have. I rarely, if ever, get beat on a product. The only way I get beat on a product is if someone actually is presenting the same thing I have first. And I don't actually consider that as being beat. I consider that as another person who's really good out there that is trying to help the client actually have the best product. And that's why we have all this software that compares all the different companies in one shot. And I always tell people this, I base the company I pick off of four things. Number one, financial stability. Number two, best benefits. Number three, best customer service. And number four, highest payout. That's how I pick which company is going to be best for you. So just because a company has a very high payout doesn't mean they're best if they have a poor financial rating or they're really bad at customer service. It's something that we have to understand. The highest dollar amount is rarely or if ever the best, let's just say, solution to their problem. Because let's say that we have something that, well, we all know immediate annuities almost always have the highest payout. But what does that mean? You've lost complete control of your money. There's no well-being benefits. There's no long-term care benefits. There's no access to any of the money that's left in there. That's what I'm talking about. The highest payout isn't necessarily the best. We have to make sure we're finding the best solution for our client. Now, that being said, what are the key phrases I say at the end of the appointment? Well, I always say closing statements during the appointment. In other words, what are closing statements? I'm testing for buying signals. If I ask someone, hey, do you understand the idea and how it's so important to protect your money? They're like, oh, yes. Okay, that's a buying signal. Or if they go, you know what? I'm still fine with some market risk. If they say that, great. It's their money. It's their decision. But once again, we're trying to fill out what their goals are with their money. Now, sometimes we have to be pretty direct. In other words, I have clients that tell me sometimes, well, you know what? I'm fine with a little bit of risk. And I'm going, wait a second. Even if you took a 15% drop in your money, and let's just say we're using $100,000 for easy numbers, you're down to $85,000. Do you really want to take the chance of trying to get back to where you were in that situation? Do you think you have that amount of time to recover? So just because they have an idea of what they want doesn't mean that's what's best for them. And if you don't believe that, all you have to look at is when you raise children. It's the same thing. Anytime, or let's just say anytime you're helping someone that is not an expert in the same field you're in. I get educated by people all the time that I know things. I don't know everything about everything. Nobody does. So if I'm going to get educated, there's so many things that someone will tell me. For example, let's just use an electrician. I want to go out and I want to add another plug in my house. So I'm going to go to my electrical box and I'm going to start pulling things apart. And I'm going to try and figure out how to add another plug. Number one, I'm probably going to end up burning down my house and I might end up dead because I don't know anything about the electrical panel in my house. I don't know how to do that. So I could go into that panel and go, hey, I'm going to do this, this, and this. And an electrician's going to go, whoa, 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 don't touch that. Don't do this. This is the downside to this. This can kill you. They're an expert, so they can tell me what's best for me, not what I think is best for me. When we're helping people with retirement, it's the same thing. Just because they think they know the right answer, whether it's pride or just ignorance, they just don't know. We as experts need to make sure we're helping them understand what the best solution actually is for what their goals are. Now, once we've done that, so key phrases for what I'm saying at the end of an appointment is always based off of what I'm saying during the entire appointment. I'm testing out to see what they need and what they want, and then I find the solution. Now, at the end of the appointment, I'm always making sure and getting a second appointment. Here's how I do it. I just say, hey, so here's all the material I'm leaving for you. What I do is I schedule an appointment next week and we go over questions. Which day works best for you? And I pull out my schedule book and I write down with them. Very rare do I not get a second appointment at the first appointment. Now, what's the goal of the second appointment? It is not necessarily to make the sale. It is to make sure they understand the product. Because what good is it? And I tell clients this all the time. What good is it if I give you peace of mind, safety and security from market risk, but you're freaked out because you don't understand what you just got into? I want to make sure clients understand what they're getting into. So I have, at the end of the appointment, I have a leave behind kit. Now, every person can set theirs up the way they want to. But I include a copy of my book. I have a book called Stress and Rocking Chairs. If you want to buy bulk orders of those books, all you have to do is contact me direct at chat@retirementrealize.com and I can get you bulk orders. It's basically a book. There's two most common killers of seniors, stress and rocking chairs. Stress because you're worried about everything. Rocking chairs because you have nothing to live for, no purpose. You're not moving. You're not doing anything. So I always include that in the actual, and it's a really nice, really, really nice folder that I leave behind. So it has two pockets. It has a three-ring punch in the center, and it's really just one of those metal ones that have fold-over tabs. There's a three-ring punch in the middle that I actually include articles. So on the left side, and once again, you do this the way you want. I've just been asked, what do I leave behind? So I have the Stress and Rocking Chairs book. I also have a National Ethics Certification. I belong to the National Ethics Association for many, many years, and I have a certification with a background check that I actually include, and that's on the left side because that's what they open. That's what they open first. So then I also have What Your Ex Will Say. This is a document that I've actually created, and it's on my Retirement Realize website, and you do have to be a part of that to get that document, but it's What Your Ex Will Say. And it's basically, what would a broker object to when you present this? An estate buyer's guide. Anytime you mention the word annuities, you're supposed to provide the buyer's guide. That's like one of the minimum requirements. If you don't provide that and I come behind you, you are in deep trouble because I'm going to say, hey, you know what? The basic thing we're expected to leave is the buyer's guide. If the agent isn't leaving the buyer's guide, they're not even following the most basic of recommendations from our insurance commissioner. Then on the right side, on the other pocket, I include RMD table. I also include a most recent tax table. So whatever year it is, the most recent tax table. Then I also have things about long-term care. It's a lot of these you can find from Genworth. There's multiple companies out there. You can just get a single PDF about what the reality of long-term care is. And why do I do this? Because we have an obligation to mention that to clients. And even though I don't do long-term care insurance, I have plenty of products that I can use that will help supplement or take the replacement, in other words, of an actual long-term care policy. I'm not personally a big fan of long-term care insurance because they keep raising the rates over and over, and eventually the client won't be able to afford it, and then they have to cancel it, and then the insurance company keeps all the money. There's plenty of other ways out there where we can use non-qualified money or different types of annuities that actually have some sort of potential long-term care benefit. So I leave that long-term care fact sheet. And then I also leave testimonials from people I've actually helped. In other words, I have about 7 or 8 testimonials from clients I've helped. Then I go into the center, the meat of the actual leave behind kit. These are all articles. Now, how many articles do I have? I probably have about 20 to 25 different articles promoting the type of safety and security products we carry. In other words, these are produced from MarketWatch, MSN Money, Time Business. These are all articles that are not from, let's just say, our own industry. I could get insurancenews.net and I could get annuities.com and I could get all these places to write positive articles about annuities. But really carries the weight is when you have a Susie Orman article that says, hey, this is why you want annuities, or you have a Market Watch that says retirees need less stocks, more annuities. I mean, this is what really carries power to the clients because they're going, wait a second, this is an unbiased, actually kind of a bias, because Market Watch does nothing but promote stocks. Why would they write an article saying retirees need less stocks, more annuities? I mean, when you think about that, that's a very powerful tool that our clients are going to look at. Why is it important that maybe a Bloomberg article that says that 4% withdrawal rate may be too high, that maybe should be more like 2 or 2.5%? Well, when our annuities are providing a 4, 4.5, 5% payout, doesn't that promote our actual product a lot more than an actual variable person? There's so many things out there, articles that have actually proven to help our business. We don't need things from our industry. There's so many things out there from other people that aren't really pro annuities or against annuities, and they're just promoting what we have. But then we also have articles out there where these are people that are normally completely against annuities, but their publications are writing articles that are pro for our type of products. Now, it's important to know, too, some of you guys are variable people out there. So if you're a variable agent, obviously you want to make sure that you're using articles that promote diversification in that. But once again, if you guys know me, diversification is a bad word because diversification doesn't mean you're safe. I could go to Las Vegas. I could play every slot machine, every table, and I could call myself diversified. But the reality is everything in that casino is designed to take my money. So if you have your clients all at risk, you are not diversified. You basically are spreading out the risk in multiple things that are all designed to have volatility. That's why it's so important that we have our safe and secure products. But we want to challenge our process. In other words, make sure we're doing what we're supposed to be doing by finding the best solution, but then backing it up with the things we're leaving behind. So in other words, the buyer's guide, very important. Illustrations, very important. Product brochures, very important. When I leave that house, I have basically multiple things I've done. Number one, I've gotten an actual appointment for the next appointment. Number two, I've left them a buyer's guide. I've left them the leave behind kit. I've left them illustrations that show them what's best. Now, what if I get to the appointment and I find out that the product that I necessarily brought wasn't the best for them? I have an illustration that I've done for them right there on the computer and I email it to them right there. I also have product brochures that I keep in my truck for all the companies that I carry. That way, if I didn't pick the right product before I got there, the product that I recommended, I'm still leaving them the proper brochures. I'm making sure I carry those all with me. And then, of course, I leave that safe money kit. I call it a safe money kit, a leave behind kit. These are just things that promote and solidify why we picked the product we did and what the solution is. Now, the second time I go to meet with a client, I'm going over questions. What do I leave behind after that? Whatever I need to. I usually have updated illustrations. I always print out another illustration for my second appointment, even if it's the same product, because I can't tell you how many times I've actually went to meet with a client the second time and they forgot the illustration, they misplaced it. So I always have that available. And once again, in my truck, I always have the extra brochures. That way, if they misplace the brochures or everything, I actually have those brochures available. So it's a matter of what is necessary to keep them interested in what you're doing if the product is best for their solution. In other words, if your solution's not the best for what they need, then just walk away. One of the greatest freedoms in this entire business I get to do is if I can't find a great solution for my client and I'm not the best one for them, I can say, hey, you know what? I'm not the best for your situation. You seem like you still don't mind a lot of market risk. So why don't you just go in and stick with your broker? I can't tell you how many times I've done that. Why? Because they don't understand the importance of safety and security. If they don't understand that, then don't push it upon them. Present your case of why they need safety and security. And if they think it's important to them, let them make the decision. We are not salespeople. We provide a solution to the client that they buy into if it is the best solution for their situation. So that's what I do with every appointment as far as what I leave behind. Once again, on my website, I go into a lot of details. I have a bunch of different solution questions I'll ask, clarifying questions, soft closes. These are all just objection handling. I go on and on about the different things that you experience during the appointment. In other words, how to handle it. But once again, feel free, go to www.retirementrealize.com. You look at the agent section. If you feel it's something of benefit to you, subscribe. And of course, if you have any questions, you all know how to email me, or you can email your marketer and they will actually get in contact with me. So I thank you very much. You guys have a great day and happy selling. If you have enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out the Retirement Realize Agents Academy. We have helped agents double their business through the systems and strategies that we have in place. As a member, you will have access to countless documents, webinars, independent courses, and one-on-one coaching time with me, where I can diagnose your business and help you come up with a plan to get you closing more sales and helping more clients. If you're waiting to wake up one morning and magically have all the answers, you better get comfy, because that day is never coming. You have to make it happen day in and day out. Visit our website at www.retirementrealize.com and enroll in our coaching program today. This podcast was sponsored by Annuity Agents Alliance at 888-742-4368 and First Annuity at 888-748-7305.